is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio, KFGO.
It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon. Amy's out today. Eric Johnson is producing. I threw just a small bit out there where I said, you know what's a really good track from the soundtrack of Ocean's 12? When he's doing the laser dance, that's what you're listening to right now. The genuine surprise on my face.
This is one I could camouflage, so you had no idea what was coming.
Well, there you go. You get some European kind of club techno-y music. I've got a question for you, Eric. Do you like to cook?
I don't cook as much as I should, but I do enjoy it when I do, yeah.
Do you know what to do with kohlrabi? When you get it?
Don't.
Neither do I. But I see it every time I go to the market at West Acres, which is the farmer's market that takes place there on the west side of West Acres. I was over there just today. Of course, I mentioned I picked up some Walla Walla sweet onions, and I left them in my office because I think they're so fragrant and amazing that even if people don't like onion, tough, just don't come in my office today. And so we've been telling you about farmers markets around our area, and on the line with us right now, we have Nikki, who's the Director of Marketing and Events at West Acres. Nikki, welcome back to KFGO.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So I think it's a wonderful partnership you have because this is a farmer's market where the people were displaced at one point. A lot of them used to be over by the dike. And West Acres said, come on over. We got space. And boy, I love it. The parking is great. And I got to tell you, I appreciate that you've taken a lot of steps to make sure that people remain healthy this year. So tell us a little bit about the market at West Acres.
Yeah, so thank you, by the way, for not only visiting but supporting this endeavor. This is our seventh season of the market, so it's hard to believe it's been that long, and it's been so fun to see it grow and evolve. It's our partnership with Northern Plains, and it has just been such a great way to bring fresh produce to our community through these awesome regional growers. So it happens on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then, like you said, it's on our west side, so just off of 42nd Street South and between 13th and 15th Avenues in our parking lot. So plenty of parking, really easy to get to, and it's a central location for our community.
Nikki, I'm curious, how regularly does the available produce change? Are seasonal changes, are we talking day to day, week to week? How often are they changing out what produce we can find there?
Yeah, you know, it really depends on the grower's schedules. We have seen new things pop up every single week, and then obviously very seasonal changes. So once we get more into the fall months, you'll start seeing more squash and things like that. And then some of our other vendors, for example, like Hometown Pies, will throw in different varieties based on the season. So there's definitely something new every time you visit.
And Nikki, I even noticed that you guys changed up the physical footprint of it this year.
We did. We want to be very conscious and put the safety of all the vendors and the customers, make that a priority. So things are more spread out to accommodate distancing. There is a sanitation station available. So people can wash up their hands when they enter and when they leave. And then vendors are taking a priority by making sure that their produce is clean, that they are the ones handling the produce so that we don't have any high-touch items.
I also think it's just wonderful because you can get some shopping done. You can get your fresh produce. I even talked to a couple people not too long ago who work inside West Acres who told me, oh, it's so great because I can pick up some fresh produce on the way home, so there's always something there available for dinner. This partnership is just one of those great ways that West Acres shows how you're entrenched in this community. You're as big a part of this community as it is, and I have to imagine that your guests love this as something available in your lot.
Yeah, we sure hope so. We've always received such great feedback, and Between our partnership with Northern Plains, we're always looking for ways to evolve it. And we're just so grateful that we can be kind of a central location that makes it easy for anybody in our community to have access to fresh produce. And that's super important for just keeping our community vibrant and healthy.
Nikki, maybe you can help us. Do you know what you do with kohlrabi? I have no idea.
I wish I did, but I apparently am not that savvy in cooking because I don't.
We did have an astute caller off air say you can just eat it raw and that it's delicious raw.
It looks like an alien to me because it's got little like tendrils on it. And I'm like, do I chop it? Do I slice it? I'm going to have to get a hold of one at some point. You know, Nikki, another thing too that I've always really liked about the setup of this is the hours are nice and long. I think you said it's 9 to 5, correct?
Correct. 9 to 5 on Tuesdays and Thursdays and 9 to 3 on Saturdays. And obviously that's pending weather conditions and produce availability.
Yeah, I will also say this. If you show up at 4:45 hoping to get the pick of all your favorite vegetables, you're going to be sorely mistaken unless you called one of these places in advance and said, please, you know, pull some broccoli aside for me. It's popular. When I was there today, there were a lot of people coming in and out, and it looked like everyone was just excited to be able to cook with some of this fresh produce straight coming from someone's garden or farm. It's just fantastic. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And you keep all the great things going on at West Acres that you guys do, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to It Takes Two with Amy Eiler, JJ Gordon. Take KFGO along with you wherever you go. You can download our app onto your smartphone. You can also stream us from KFGO.com.